عقب بشير ونبي بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we were continuing from last two Fridays talking about the footsteps of Shaitan, the whispers of Shaitan, and we've been covering so far the ways and different mechanisms that Shaitan, Iblis, uses against us to attack us Muslimin. Today, the third and the final series of this khutbah, we're going to talk about what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us in the Quran as a protection, wiqaya, did the Shaitan. What is our mechanism or cure or remedy against the footsteps and all the different attacks of Shaitan? And we'll also see what Rasulullah in the different ahadith he has given us in the different places, how to protect ourselves from Shaitan, Iblis, Aduwallah, Aduwal Muslimin, La'natullah alayhi. First and foremost, Allah SWT tells us very clearly in the Quran, as we already covered this last Friday, we said that Shaitan has no authority, no sultan above us, except that he invites us and we listen to his invitation. And the people who are really overwhelmed by the whispers of Shaitan and the footsteps of Shaitan, khutuwat al-Shaitan, are those who don't have ikhlas in their qalb. Al-ikhlas of al-qulub. We need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with full ikhlas. Ikhlas, from the root meaning, is purity, sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the one who has ikhlas for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaitan has no authority over it, has no sense of any power over them. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in the Quran about Shaitan himself. Then in Surah Sa'd, verse 82-83, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Shaitan in that aspect says, إِنَّ عَبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانِ إِلَّا مَنْ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّ عَبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانِ. Allah is saying to Iblis, Shaitan, that, O Iblis, you have no power over my, meaning Allah is addressing that all the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Iblis has no power. Illa ibadat al-mukhlasin. Illa man ittabaka min al-ghawin. Except those who are deviant. Those who don't have ikhlas in their heart. Those who don't have the ability to show their full sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, in Surah Sa'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Iblis, Shaitan, قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَسِينَ. Iblis himself says that, O Allah, I will deviate each and every one of your ibad slaves, إِلَّا, except those slaves who are مُخْلَسِين لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Meaning Iblis understands and realizes that those slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those mu'mineen and mu'minat who are khalisan lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, Iblis has no authority over them, cannot influence or impact them. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Zumar, Surah 39, verse 2 and 3, that إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ فَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ عَلَى لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ فَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we have certainly given you the book with authority, with haqq, which is truth. So worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاعْبُدِ اللَّهَ, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ikhlas. فَاعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ خَالِصِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us a question, isn't the deen khalisan lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or is the deen for someone else? When we have corruption in our deen, when we have corruption in our commitment, when there's any kind of malfunctioning in our devotion and dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is when the shaitan gets its authority over us and impacts us. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Number one thing is ikhlas. Ikhlas lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala and ikhlas for Rasulullah s.a.w. sunnah. Ittiba' sunnah of Rasulullah s.a.w. Next thing, the second very important thing, is tahqiq al-ubudiyya. Fulfilling the servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just saying lip service, oh, ana abdullah, I'm a slave of Allah. Not just saying from their tongue that, yes, I am fully committed to Allah. But proving it in action. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us very clearly in the aspect that, inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Iblis is saying that those true servitude slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have full commitment and devotion and dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who focus and concentrate in their ibadat, in their salah their focus, in their siyam their focus, in their hajj and umrah their focus, in their zakat and sadaqah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they are focused and concentrated, they are the ones who Iblis will not have any aspect of influence and impact. So this is what we call, as the ulama say, as a sort of wiqaya, sort of a remedy and cure against shaitan, is تحقيق العبودية, يحقق العباد, that fulfilling your true servitude to Allah, not just calling yourself أنا عبد الله, I'm a slave of Allah, but really owning up to its meaning, that yes, I'm truly the slave of Allah in the sense that I fulfill every single thing. So ikhlas, تحقيق العبودية, and of course the third aspect or third tool that Allah has equipped us in the Quran to tell us against shaitan is المحافظة على صلاة الجماعة. So many ayahs in the Quran, Allah says وَأَقِيمُ السَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ وَأَقِيمُ السَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. We covered this already many times in the previous khutbah about salah. What does iqamat al-salah mean? Iqamat al-salah, establishment of prayer. What does establishment mean? Meaning you fulfill the prayer in jama'ah together. Don't just pray alone at your own home. Like Alhamdulillah, Barakallah Fik, Jazakallah Khair, Brother Arif has started Salatul Jama'ah of Maghrib in his house. So now people are coming. Those who come on Maghrib, they're already witnessing the barakah of Jama'ah. They're witnessing the barakah of Ukhuwah. And they're witnessing the fada'il of praying together. Yes, it is very sorry that in this area the community does not have a masjid, cannot have a sort of place where they can pray five times a day. But at least when you start in a brother's house, you can feel the temperament. You can feel the atmosphere. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. Establish the prayer and give zakat. Because establishing the prayer means you converge on a focal point from where you have ukhuwa, brotherhood, you have strength. مُؤَلَّفَةُ الْقُلُوبِ. Your hearts are enriched together, joined together. So therefore, if shaitan comes to one, attack one, the others will uphold and be strong and say, no, brother, we are here to support you, we're behind you. This is the waswas of shaitan. But on the alone person, just like the wolf eats the lone sheep very easily. But if the whole flock of sheep is together and moving together, then the wolf thinks twice or thrice before attacking, because there's a hujum, there's a jama'ah. So al-muhafaza ala salat al-jama'ah is ashad min al-wiqaya didda shaitan. And then the next thing is luzum al-jama'ah, not just praying five times a day and having jama'ah, but having the mulazamat al-jama'ah, meaning hanging out together or socializing, like this picnic that we had. And again inshallah we'll be having this picnic on August 20th. Make sure these are events and avenues of strengthening the jama'ah. Having a community gathering, as we used to have every second Sunday in this hall over here, and may Allah give us an opportunity to have it again in some hall, in some place, there is also an opportunity to have jama'ah. Luzum al-jama'ah, it drives the shaitan away. Because shaitan sees, oh, Muslimin are gathering together, they're getting together, they're coming closer together, so they're strengthening, they're reinforcing each other, and that drives the shaitan away. So it's very important, from the wiqaya of the shaitan, from the remedies and cure against shaitan, number one, al-ikhlasu lillah, al-ikhlas ittiba Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, tahqiq al-ubudiyah, fulfilling your servitude. Number three, al-muhafaza ala salawatul jama'ah, five times daily prayer. Number four, luzum al-jama'ah, having events, community events and things that where people come together, so that this asabiyyah can go away. Oh, this is an Arab, oh this is an Ajam, oh this is an Egyptian, or this is a Palestinian, or this is a Syrian, or this is a Pakistani or Indian. No, kulluna ahna wahid, all of us are one. And the biggest thing the shaitan attacks him is to divide this oneness. Shaitan comes and puts whispers, oh, why are you going to the picnic? There's only Desi people out there. You're an Arab person, you don't need to go. Or vice versa, it's only the Arabs getting together in that Shuri's mountain, but you don't need to go. You go hang out alone, you people. This is wasabis of shaitan, khutuwat of shaitan. Luzum al-jama'ah yaraddu ala hawl al-wasawas. And that is why it's important, as the ulama have said. Al-khamis, or the fifth one, al-ista'ana billah. Al-ista'ana billahi ta'ala, seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ista'ana meaning what? The one we say in Surah Fatiha every day. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. Seeking help from Allah daily basis. In fact, I go one step further saying
hourly basis, every hour in the day that you're alive and you're breathing in and you're breathing out, استعين بالله. Allah says in the Quran, واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة, and seek help with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sabr and salah. Because when you are a regular musalli, praying person, and you are a sabr person, the aam of Allah, the help of Allah comes to us. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran, that استعين بالله دائماً وأبداً. Every hour, every sa'a, kullu sa'a, Allahumma inni yasta'inu bika, Allahumma inni yasta'inu bika, word, kalam, ala lisan, making, in your heart, on your tongue, Allahumma inni yasta'inu bika, Allahumma inni yasta'inu bika, Allahumma musta'an. Look at the call of Yaqub alayhi salam, Abu Yusuf alayhi salam, in Surah Yusuf, he says, Wallahu musta'an ala ma taqul, and Allah is my helper and supporter about what you guys tell me that you have tried to get rid of Yusuf. Meaning he is fulfilling his trust and commitment to Allah's one. So da'iman ista'ana billah reinforces the iman, the taqwa. And not only that, it brings fruits and dividends. How? When you act in any interaction in this world, in this life, when you interact with people, when you deal in interactions, you can feel the peace and tranquility in the temperament, in your psychology, the human psyche. And the personality is a stable personality. Amma the one who doesn't la yasta'in billah will always be very irritated, very agitated. You know, they will always be like very fiery. Little things spark a fire. They get, they are known as hot-tempered. Little things spark their anger and their temperament and they just blow off. Because why? La yasta'in billah. They just say, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, but don't fulfill in it. Well, this and the sixth step, or the remedy, the cure against shaitan, as the ulama have told us, al-iltizamu bil-kitab al-sunnah. Of course, following the kitab and sunnah, following the Qur'an, the ahkam of Qur'an, the ahkam of Rasulullah, the sunnah of Rasulullah, following his footsteps, as Allah subhanahu tells us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, what a beautiful concept. Allah is saying, if you will love me, Allah, follow this prophet of mine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, just follow me, Allah. Allah said, no. If you really love me, Allah, the Creator, follow this Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because why? Ittiba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tu'tabiru bimana ittiba Allah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he does, is wahin you have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever step of Rasulullah you follow, it is automatically following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not possible that you follow Rasulullah and you're not following Allah. It's hand in hand together. Twin, ta'uman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said so many places, one specific ayah about the ittiba of Quran and Sunnah. Allah said in Surah Baqarah, verse number 208. Memorize this. Very beautiful ayah. One of the most sweetest ayah. Of course, the whole Quran is sweet, but this one really comes to your heart very beautifully. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. What a beautiful ayah from Allah. He has submerged the whole concept of the battle, حرب مع الشيطان, in this ayah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. الخطاب لمين؟ للمؤمنين. مش عامة الناس. No, يا أيها الناس. No, يا أهل الكتاب. No. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. All you who believe. Or you who have even the smallest mustard seed of iman in your heart. Idkhulu. Subhanallah. Look at the fa'l, word Allah used. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, ittabi'u, siru, or anything he could have said. He said, idkhulu. Al-idkhulu fi shay, ka'anna anta fihi waqi'. Submerging. The best way I translate, of course, if you say dukhul or idkhal, people translate Arabs as, oh, it means enter. No. The ayah, the word that best translates this ayah over here, idkhulu fi silmi ka'annaka, submerge in Islam. Drown yourself in the sighra of Quran. Drown yourself in the sunnah of Rasulullah. So that when people see you, subhanallah, Allah, Allah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, hada Muhammadi, hada Muslim, mu'min. Meaning when you see, when others see you, they remember only Allah wa Rasuluh. That's it. This is the ta'rif of idkhal fi silmi kafatan. Enter into Islam in totality. The literal translation that you will find in Abdullah Yusuf Ali or Pictel or any Quranic English translation, it will say, "Oh, you believe, enter into Islam in totality." I beg to differ and say, "Oh, you believe, submerge yourself into Islam in totality. Drown yourself in the ocean of Quran. Drown yourself in the pearls and gems of Muhammad Islam. And then see for yourself the treasures that come out of it." And then Allah subhanahu says right there and then in the same ayah that enter into Islam in totality, وَلَا إِنْظَارِ شَدِيدٍ. There's a warning, big warning, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And don't you dare, Muslim, follow the footsteps. خُطُوَات is the jama'a, plural of خُطْوَة. خُطْوَة means step. If I take one step, it's خُطْوَة. خُطُوَات الشَّيْطَانِ, the footsteps of shaitan. Allah is warning us in this ayah. First part of the ayah Allah is saying, enter, submerge yourself in Islam, in completion, not part-time, haphazardly, or half-heartedly, full-time, completely, submerge. But then when you submerge yourself, remember, the waswasa and khutwa of shaitan will come bombarding on you. Because shaitan doesn't want you to enter into Islam in totality. Shaitan wants you to play games with Islam. Shaitan wants you to be part-time Muslim, not full-time Muslim. That's why Allah says in Surah Baqarah again, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ إِيشْ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. سبحان الله. Big inzar, big warning from Allah in Surah Baqarah. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ. And where is Sighat al-Istifham? Asking a question. You who call yourself Muslim, answer me, Allah. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ. Do you believe in some parts of the book? Quran, بَعْدِ الْأَحْكَامِ Quran. You believe in that, you fulfill it, you implement it. وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ. And you reject, and you deny, and you throw away the other أحكام of Quran. لماذا؟ لَنَّ لَا يَلِيقُ بِقَلْبِهِ. It doesn't soothe your heart, doesn't soothe your nafs. I don't want to practice this Islam. This Islam is good. This adheres to my temperament, my lifestyle, my habits, my what I want to be, the Muslim. This is good. And now this Islam, no. Keep the Islam. Oh, this is backward. This was 1400 years ago. Takfurun wa ba'd al-kitab. Then Allah asks another question. You tell us, O reader, ya qari al-Quran, you tell me, فَمَا جَزَاءُ. What should be the return? فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ. ذَلِكَ meaning this thing. The one who plays games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who is part-time Muslim. The one who only implements some parts of Quran, rejects other parts of Quran. فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ. What should be the return of this person? As if Allah is putting us on the spot, saying, you answer yourself. Do you have an answer? That's what Allah is saying. Then Allah says, إِلَّا الْإِسْتِسْنَى. Except. What do you in your sane mind, in your logical mind, in your suitable heart, do you think should be the return of someone who plays games with Allah's ahkam? إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, what should be the return of someone who plays games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ahkam, except that they should be humiliated, insulted, devastated. Khiz, the word, khiz is such a powerful word in Arabic language that English language doesn't even come close to and translate. But the closest you can get is insult, humiliation, disgrace, degradation. All these words can come into it. But it is more than that. You have to learn Arabic to understand, to feel. Tahs, you must tahs al-khiz, al-dhil. إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي حَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In this whole dunya, Allah is saying, you'll be insulted, you'll be humiliated, you'll be degraded, you'll be demoralized. Pause here for a second, brothers and sisters. Look around yourselves in the world. 1.6 billion Muslims. Is this happening to them? الْخِزْيٌ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْيَوْمْ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ. Think about it. What is the answer? هَلْ هَذَا الْجَوَابُ نَعَمْ أَمْ لَا. If you say نَعَمْ, that means it's time to do amal. Qum lillahi qanitin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, what should be the return of someone who plays games with Allah's ahkam and rules, that they should be insulted and humiliated and degraded in this dunya? Well, yawm al-qiyamah, that's not it. Their insult in dunya is not enough of the return for what they're doing with Allah's rules. يوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب. On the day of judgment, on the Yom Al-Qiyamah, they will be returned to more severe, tormentous kind of devastation, more than the khiz of dunya. Today, the earth, there is, from the ahkam of Sharia, we say that there are five maqasid of Sharia. من بينهم حفظ العرض, عرض المسلم, protecting the honor, the chastity, the respect of a mu'min. You tell me, هل عرض المؤمنين محفوظ في هذه الأيام? You answer this question. And if you say yes, then I think you need to think about it twice. And if you say no, that means we need to do something about it. That we start implementing Quran wa Sunnah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kafatan. That is what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying. That ittiba' al-Quran wa Sunnah is not, everybody says, yeah, let's follow the Quran Sunnah. Let's follow the Quran Sunnah. But I only say this one ayah, Surah Baqarah, ayah 208, 208. It should be on the forehead of every mu'min. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Enter into Islam, submerge yourself into Islam, and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Why? إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He is a very clear adu. His main goal is to get you away from Islam, secluded. And that's where this word secularization comes. That was number 6, الالتزام بكتاب السنة. سابعا, or the seventh step, seventh remedy against shaitan is كثرة الطاعة, the abundance. كثرة, كثرة in Arabic means a lot, but the word a lot is also insignificant to the translation. كثرة means more than the مزيد, the maximum that you can reach. Because some might say, oh, 10,000 is كثرة, or a million is كثرة. أما بلغة القرآن بالفصحى كثرة لا يحد شيء. There is no limit for كثرة. You can keep on doing unlimited. You're going to pray 100 rakat, go and pray 100 rakat. There is also كثرة, and maybe 50 rakat is also كثرة. So كثرة الطاعة لله سبحانه وتعالى is one of the وقاية ضد الشيطان, one of the تحسينات of the insan. كأنك الحسن, you make a fence around yourself. When you have a lot of ta'a, a lot of obedience for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a lot of following of Rasul and Sunnah, you make around yourself a sur, a hisn, a kind of fence, a kind of wall, which will be difficult for shaitans, whispers and footsteps to penetrate. Immunization. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying throughout the Quran, immunize yourself from the shaitan. And the next one, number 8, al-ista'adha. One of the ways that we can immunize ourselves in a short moment, suddenly, immediately, is al-ista'adha. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. This is known as al-ista'adha billah. Doesn't Allah say in the Quran, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. And whenever shaitan comes in with a nazg, with a sort of impact and whisper and footstep trying to brainwash you, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ رَجِيمٍ. Shaitan runs away when he hears these words coming out from the Abdullah or Amatullah. And when should we make ista'adha? Did we ever think about it? Do we just make ista'adha all the time? Al-ista'adha and the dukhul bayt al-khala. Making ista'adha before entering the bathroom, the toilet, bayt al-khala. Al-ista'adha and the dukhul al-bayt. When you're coming back from a journey, entering your house, ista'id billah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahi ar-rahmanir rahim, and entering. And al-ista'adha and al-ghadab. When you are seeing somebody getting angry, you the one who's on the recipient end, say, A'udhu billahi shaitan rajim, A'udhu billahi shaitan rajim, A'udhu billahi shaitan rajim. Because the philosophy people have the psyche, oh, I'm not getting angry, he is the one who's getting angry, he should say that. No, shaitan is in the house. You know, like they say, who's in the house? Shaitan is in the house. He is right now in the brain of this person in the house, making them angry. So you are in the same house, in that same living room or bedroom, whatever, that person is getting angry, start saying lightly in your heart, A'udhu billahi shaitanir rajim, A'udhu billahi shaitanir rajim. You will see within seconds the anger will subdue like this. Because shaitan is running away, trying to make that person more angry, but you on the receiving end are just saying, A'udhu billahi shaitanir rajim, A'udhu billahi shaitanir rajim. And then tell the person, Ya akhi, qul A'udhu billahi shaitanir rajim, qul A'udhu. Encourage them, whoever is getting angry, to say, A'udhu billahi shaitanir rajim. What is ista'adha and the dukhul as-salah. Many times, many of our brothers and sisters, they forget this, that when they come into salah, before they even raise their hand, they forget to say, A'udhu billahi shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. They just come in, stand in the line, Allahu Akbar. And then they say, oh, while I was praying, I was thinking of my grocery bill. While I was praying, I was thinking of my PSNG bill. While I was praying, I was thinking of fixing my tie rods in the car, the brake pads. Why? Because I forgot to say in the beginning, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لكم وسامسين فاستغفروني غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم بسمك شيخ من الدين أما بعد. Please brothers come forward a little bit. The people coming in, if they can get enough space inshallah. Those in the back just squeeze in inshallah. We have baraka today, we have many people. This is a good sign, healthy sign. طيب الاستعاذ بالله. Next number 9 التاسع تحسين الأموال والأولاد. الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك. Your mal and your banoon, your wealth, your property, your assets, your money, your bonds, your stocks, your everything, anything that is can be liquid cash or asset cash, everything is, and your children, زينة الحياة الدنيا. This is the زينة, the glitter, the glamour, the attraction, the glory of this whole dunya. You really look at it. If you take away your children and take away all the money you have in your life, do you really like life now anymore with your wife? It's just you and your wife, no money, no kids. How's life going to feel? And that's what Allah is saying. Protect these two vital investments. Protect these two vital responsibilities. Allah has given us man and has given us our children as an amana, trust. If we make the haqq of this amana, we'll be successful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we make khiyana in this amana, if we deceive the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our money, in our children, then we would be the worst of people on the day of judgment. You're not clear. And what is the khiyana of this amana? Khiyana of man is earning money from haram means and also wasting money in haram means. Or earning money from halal means, putting your sweat and blood to earn the halal money and then wasting the money in haram places, in haram places. Or being a spendthrift person, the mubazzirin, israf, musrif, the one who wastes money like blood, like water, like fluid, not caring, not evaluating, not budgeting. Yes, it's not just companies who make budgets, it's not just states or countries who make budgets, it's not just people who make budgets, but even your own personal budget. Then, is this spending of this single penny on my body, on my son, on my daughter, on my wife, muhakkik, is it tahqiq, is it justified, or is it israf? Because I, as the Amir al-Usra, Amir al-Bayt, have to answer Allah, لماذا أنفقت هكذا? Why did you spend this money? And this is where shaitan uses us, uses our money against us. And the khiyana of the amana of awlad is that we don't murabbi, we don't be the good mentors, murabbi. We don't nurture and nourish our children with the proper Islam so that they grow up to be drug addicts and be in bars, in nightclubs. How would a father feel when they see a 20-year-old with red eyes totally passed out on the sidewalk and he's just crying to say, how can I lift him up and bring him home? This is the khiyana of the amana of the awlad that Allah ruziqa hadha al-insan. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that these two things get utilized by shaitan against us. Allah says in Surah Bani Israel, Surah 17, about shaitan, وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Allah is saying to shaitan, Iblis, you want to deviate my ibad, ibadullah? Go ahead, open challenge. And go ahead and deviate the ibad of Allah using their money, using their children. How? Using their money for wrong means, using their children to make them corrupt. This is the musharaka of shaitan fil awwal wal awlad. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nar. O you believe, save yourselves first from the nar of Jahannam hell, wa ahlikum, and then your people also. This reminded me, this ayah, this is ayah in Surah Tahrim, Surah 66. A very beautiful ayah. I think verse number 6 or 7. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum. Look at the sigh of the ayah. Pay very close attention, but dabbar al-amr. Why is Allah saying qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara? Did Allah say qu ahlikum wa anfusakum nara? Hal kana siyagh al-ayah awwalan al-ahl thumma anfusak? La 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 la, abadan kalla. Awwalan anta bi nafsika, then the ahl, Does this remind you? If you're traveling planes a lot, this ayah reminds you of something. But suddenly the air pressure might reduce, these things will fall down from the ceiling, please grab it, and please put it on yourself first before you help anybody. What does the airline people say? Are they selfish? Are they racist? Are the airline people saying, save yourself first, just think about yourself first? No! Because if you are going to put this mask on someone else, you might die! And you won't be able to help them even. So you are having collateral damage. You're killing two people with at the same time. And that's why the airline says, put that mask on yourself first, start breathing, and then quickly put on others. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. If we can save ourselves from the sudden loss of cabin pressure in airline, why can't we save ourselves from نار جهنم? And in conclusion, apart from this thing, Al-Ashir, the 10th one, is the Azkar. Very quickly we finish with this. What are the Azkar that Allah has given in the Quran? And Rasulullah has given us in his Seerah, Seerah Nabawiyah, to save ourselves. Al-Wiqaya ضد الشيطان, تحسينات المؤمنين ضد الشيطان, the protection, fortification of the believers against shaitan. Awwalan, number one, the most powerful medicine and dhikr that Allah has given, Surah Baqarah. Rasulullah has said, لا تجعلوا بيوتكم قبورا فإن البيت الذي لا تقرأ فيه البقرة, سورة البقرة, لا يدخل الشيطان فيه ثلاثة أيام أو ثلاثة ليالٍ. رسول الله said, do not make your houses like the graveyard, meaning read the Quran, and on from the Quran read Surah Baqarah in your houses, for certainly the house in which Surah Baqarah is read for 3 days and three nights, shaitan will not enter. But you might say, oh, it's too long, 2 and a quarter juz, I can't finish it. Allah is Rahman al-Rahim, he nazala shay. You can't recite the whole Baqarah, ashra ayat. Qala Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud himself said that if you read ashra ayat min al-Quran, man qara ashra ayat min surah Baqarah fi laylatin, lam yadkhul thalik al-bayt shaytan fi tilka al-layla. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is saying, whoever recites 10 verses from Surah Baqarah every night, تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَ لَا يَدْخُلُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَبَدًا فِي ذَلِكَ الْبَيْتِ. What does that mean, لَا يَدْخُلُ الشَّيْطَانِ فِي الْبَيْتِ? Meaning Allah will send angels, bodyguards around your house. This is the best system, better than Brinks and ADT system. You pay what, $200-$300 a month, and then punching in the things. This is Surah Baqarah, free of cost, no money, no monthly fee. Only you have to have tawfiq min Allah. Every night, every day, reciting Ashra Ayat. What are those Ashra Ayat? The first 4 from Surah Baqarah. Alif Lam Mim Dhalika al-Kitab la Rayba Fih ila Akhiri. The first 4. Then Ayatul Kursi, 5. Then the 2 right after Ayatul Kursi, 7. Right? And then the last 3 ayats of Surah Baqarah. If you could not recite the whole Surah Baqarah, you just memorize these 10 ayats and you're good to go. But you might say, no, I'm too hectic. I don't have time, Brother Joel. Give me some break, something better. Yes, recite Al-Ayatay Al-Akhiratayn in Surah Baqarah. Rasulullah said, Ma'ala Rasulullah, Man qara bil-ayatayn min akhir Surah Baqarah, kafatahu min shaytan wa min kulli shar. Rasulullah said, whoever recites the last 2 ayats of Surah Baqarah, kafatahu min shaytan wa min kulli shar. Those 2 ayats, kafa, sufficient, completion from the shar of shaitan and shar of others. But you might say, I can't even do 2. Yeah, there are people who might say, I can't do Surah Baqarah, I can't do 10, I can't do 2. You have something for me there? Yes, Allah has something for everyone. This is the bank of Allah. For everyone there is something. Ayatul Kursi. Just memorize Ayatul Kursi. For that, Allah also said, as we know, the famous incident of Abu Hurairah when he was guarding the Baitul Mal. It's a long story. But yes, Rasulullah said, whoever recites Ayatul Kursi, Allah will protect them tul and nahar. And if they recite Ayatul Kursi in the lane, Allah will protect them tul and lane min ash-shaytan aduwwun mubin. May Allah SWT protect us from shaitan. May Allah SWT protect us from the fitna of shaitan. May Allah protect us from the waswas of shaitan. Allahumma yasal al-muslimin wal-muslimat.